now?" said Umbridge, looking up at Trelawney. "You've been in this post how long, exactly?"
Professor Trelawney scowled at her, arms crossed and shoulders hunched, as though wishing to protect herself as much as possible from the indignity of the inspection. After a slight pause in which she seemed to decide that the question was not so offensive that she could reasonably ignore it, she said in a deeply resentful tone,
"Nearly 16 years."
"Quite a period," said Professor Umbridge, making a note on her clipboard. "So it was Professor Dumbledore who appointed you?"
"That's right," said Professor Trelawney shortly. Professor Umbridge made another note.
"And you are a great-great-granddaughter of the celebrated seer Cassandra Trelawney?"
"Yes," said Professor Trelawney, holding her head a little higher.
Another note on the clipboard.
"But I think, correct me if I am mistaken, that you are the first in your family since Cassandra to be possessed of second sight?"
"These things often skip three generations," said Professor Trelawney.
Professor Umbridge's toad-like smile widened.
"Of course," she said sweetly, making yet another note. "Well, if you could just predict something for me, then."
She looked up inquiringly, still smiling. Professor Trelawney had stiffened as though unable to believe her ears.
"I don't understand you," said Professor Trelawney, clutching convulsively at the shawl around her scrawny neck.
"I'd like you to make a prediction for me," said Professor Umbridge very clearly.
Harry and Ron were not the only people watching and listening sneakily from behind their books now. Most of the class were staring transfixed at Professor Trelawney as she drew herself up to her full height, her beads and bangles clinking.
"The inner eye does not see upon command," she said in scandalized tones.
"I see,"
said Professor Umbridge softly, making yet another note on her clipboard.
But wait,
said Professor Trelawney suddenly, in an attempt at her usual ethereal voice, though the mystical effect was ruined somewhat by the way it was shaking with anger.
I think I do see something. Something that concerns you. Why, I sense something dark, some grave peril."
Professor Trelawney pointed a shaking finger at Professor Umbridge, who continued to smile blandly at her, eyebrows raised.
I am afraid that you are in grave danger,"
Professor Trelawney finished dramatically.